2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd day of October. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 47 degrees.
So far, traffic moving okay on the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the murder of U of U student-athlete Lauren McCluskey. 1 year later, a lawsuit has been filed and campus safety is still a hot topic.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. Our live team coverage begins with a special in-depth report from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
She was shot seven times and killed.
When details of Lauren McCluskey's killer, Melvin Rowland, came out, they kept getting more and more troubling. Former FBI profilers could only think of one word to describe him, psychopath.
I'm not being pejorative or using that term lightly, I believe he was a psychopath.
Investigators say the relationship between McCluskey and Rowland soured after just a month, after she learned he had been lying about who he was, and former University Police Chief Dale Brophy says Rowland hid the fact that he was a registered sex offender.
If his lips were moving, he was lying.
Her parents, Jill and Matt McCluskey, say the one thing they wanted from the school was acknowledgement they could have prevented Lauren's death, but that never came. So in June, they announced a $56 million lawsuit.
President Ruth Watkins said that the report does not offer any reason to believe that this tragedy could have been prevented. This statement made me physically ill.
The school asked for the lawsuit to be dismissed, and the AG's office says there's no precedent for a lawsuit like this. University spokesman Chris Nelson says they are taking the McCluskey's request seriously, and they want to hear from students who don't feel safe. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
With the case of Lauren McCluskey with live team coverage, I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Jill McCluskey and Matt McCluskey, her parents, say this day comes with a lot of memories and sadness.
We miss her so much, and we are just staying here in Pullman, Matt and I, and are mourning the loss of Lauren at home.
Jill says they are proud of the students who are speaking out for more safety on campus, but she says people still remain employed there who are a part of the problem. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Some U of U students walked out of their classes yesterday to rally for campus safety.
We deserve to feel safe. And the actions taken so far haven't been enough.
The case of Lauren McCluskey. Our coverage will continue at 5:45 with more of our conversation with Jill McCluskey, and we'll have a special hour of coverage beginning at 8 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
In other news this morning, dozens of Daybreak residents are reporting rashes, itchy skin, and burning as they're blaming the city's water supply. Melissa Wager used test strips to determine the water in her home has chromium-6, which can cause cancer.
It's very concerning for me to think about how bad the water must be if you're getting burn-like rashes from it.
South Jordan city officials say their tests show nothing is wrong with the water and the at-home test strips are not very accurate.
Two dozen people are facing criminal charges for their actions back in July at a chaotic inland port protest. District Attorney Sim Gill says some people went beyond the First Amendment and stepped over the law.
There was almost $7,000 worth of damage where individuals defecated and urinated.
10 people are looking at felony riot charges, while others are being cited for misdemeanor criminal trespassing.
Our ambassador to the Ukraine testifies today. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the acting ambassador to Ukraine goes behind closed doors with House committees investigating the Ukraine controversy. William Taylor was on a text conversation with other diplomats saying it was crazy to withhold security assistance for help with the political campaign, correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Democrats are trying to hurt the Republican Party for the election.
That's actually President Trump in his take on the matter. A party line vote tabled a censure resolution against House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff. Republicans say the impeachment inquiry is purely political. Schiff made up satirical dialogue during a hearing about the Ukraine phone call. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau won a narrow re-election yesterday, edging out Conservative challenger Andrew Scheer. Trudeau telling supporters after the win,
"We will always put this country and its people first."
Trudeau's Liberal Party, however, finished with a minority in Parliament. And half a million customers in Northern California told by PG&E they face blackouts of up to 48 hours over the next couple days. A forecast of heat and wind is causing fire danger, and the utility doesn't want to spark any fires. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.